Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource. My friend, from one dime
here. Terry Jones is our guest, great member of our Brain Trust, founder of Travelocity, also kayak.com, author of Disruption Off. Terry, I need your website, please.
It's tbjones.com. T is in Tom, B is in board. tbjones.com, and the books Disruption Off and On Innovation are available on Amazon, paperback, Kindle, or I read them to you.
All right.
In audiobook.
Take check it out, folks. Hey, Terry, we're talking about what did I miss during the pandemic, and one of the things that that I've been following more in the last couple of years has been rural broadband, and the, what's called the last mile. And one of the things the pandemic exposed was how poorly we are serving the last mile customers with broadband connectivity. And the last mile could be an inner city neighborhood. Last mile could be the farm.
But
what we found out was that in talking to school superintendents, they expected some of their students to have last mile problems when they all had to go home. They were shocked at how many of their staff didn't have good connections.
Well, that
just the same way we were behind in mobile adoption against Europe, we're behind in broadband adoption, and we got to fix that. What do you think?
Well, that's right, and you know we're debating an infrastructure bill right now. Some people say, "Well, infrastructure is just roads and bridges." Well, look, there was a huge debate about building canals in the United States, but building the Erie Canal revolutionized commerce in New York and up in that whole area. Well, canals, we don't do that. Now, we didn't build them very long. You know, less than 50 years. But, and then the government got into railroads. I think broadband is part of the fabric of the country, and the last mile is terrible. And, you know, I live up in rural Nevada in the mountains, and we've got that issue. And there are things coming, you know. Elon Musk is building Starlink. I've signed up for it, but not enough people will get that. So I think it's important to look at how much the economy depends on that. We talked about telehealth. We talked about the number of people trying to work from home. I have a backup internet in my office here because I do so much video work.
Right.
That's based on cell. And that's fine at night, but during the day, there are too many people on it.
They haven't built a new antenna here in town.
Oh, people don't want the new antenna. Oh, antennas are ugly. Well,
but see, the issue is back to the implications. We're increasingly going to need to treat our generation, the baby boomers, with telemedicine. And telemedicine only works if there's broadband connection. And when people are out in the last mile, they don't have good connection, they're not going to get the care that they need. This is potentially a crisis for the baby boomer generation over the next 10 years.
And the Internet of Things devices.
Right.
You know, the people are wearing from Fitbits to heart monitors to all that stuff. That needs connectivity.
Yep.
I mean, we're in a world of digital health. I have a little tiny heart monitor the size of a dime. You know, just monitors my heart and it talks to the Internet every day.
Yep.
And if there's a problem, it tells the doctor. Well, if it can't connect, the doctor says, what happened to you? You run out of gas?
Right.
So broadband is part of the technology that's critically important as infrastructure. So we need to think about infrastructure in a new way. We can debate the edges, but as you said, you know, broadband is kind of the new interstate highway system.
Right.
If we think of how we shop, if we think of how we watch, if we think of how we get health care,
and how we think of our mobile lives and work
and how we work. So many people are just not going back to work. My stepson's company, an IT company, they sold their building. They're done.
Yeah,
not going to have a building anymore. My other son, his video game company, you know, they're pretty well done. They're going to go home. Not every company will do that, right. But many will.
But if they don't live where they have good connectivity, they've got to move, and that community is going to lose a good employee, a good well-paid citizen. This is the thing. When you talk about what did we miss, this is what communities are missing. This is the electrification moment for communities across
That's
this
right.
country.
This is Last the thought, Rural Siri. Electrification Administration.
Yeah.
And it changes something else. My son and his wife just said, we have two cars. We don't need two cars anymore. One of us is going to work full time.
Yeah.
Then another son said the same thing. They got rid of two cars. They just have one.
TBJones.com is the website. The book is called Reception Off. He's got another one over there. Check that out. Hey, Terry, good job today. Thank you for being here.
All right, Jim. Great to be with you. Thanks so much. And look out for what you missed.
See you later. Terry Jones, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.